All right, today I'm interviewing Mr. Blankenship. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. When you were growing up, were you like quote unquote different than other people that you went to school with? And if so, how?
I think it's difficult to answer that question because I think I was so separated from trusting my feelings because I wanted to be like other people because I was really self-conscious. I was like really immature. So I always felt like when I was in school, I wasn't trying to think about, what, how I felt about things as much as I craved for like acceptance and wanting to fit in. And so I can't like honestly say that I know that I was different than everyone else because I was so consumed with trying to be like everybody else.
Okay. How did you discover your love for music, and how has it changed your life?
Well, I grew up in a really musical family. Like, my mom's a musician, my dad's a musician. My sisters and brother were like, my sister, both of my sisters were like really talented piano players and did like piano competitions. My oldest sister was like in District Honor Band on clarinet. My brother was like in District Honor Band on tuba. So like everyone was like really super musical in my family. So it was something that wasn't like I'm going to choose music or music is it was just kind of like that's what the family does. And it changed my life because I mean when I was a junior in high school, I wanted to be in turf grass management as a junior. I wanted to that's what I was kind of interested in because I just kind of thought like music was not a different thing. It was the normal thing and I didn't want to be normal. But at the end of the day, like I just kind of went that way just because that's what I was best at. And it wasn't until later I realized that I had more of a passion for teaching music. I think
Okay.
the music came first, and then the teaching came second, but it was not second to music. It was almost like it became more of a passion.
Okay, that sort of transitions into my next question, which is, did you have a plan for how your life would go when you were younger, and how did that change?
When I was younger, I always wanted to be an artist, but that was like basically kid talk for I wanted to be a creative. The older I got, I realized like no matter what job you did, there's an element of creativity. It's just people's willingness to be creative in those positions or their ability to being able to do that. I know a lot of people would like to be creative in their jobs, but they're not able to do that. So for me personally, like when I was growing up, I just wanted to be different in my job choice than like what my family was doing at the time. Yeah, I mean, that's I was always trying to work on the perimeter that was always there, and then kind of came back home, as it were.
Where were you when 9/11 happened, and how has that affected you?
I was in college, and in my undergrad at Miami, I remember being on campus and people talking about it and not even thinking about where we needed to be at that time. We just went to my, he was my future roommate, but my friend at the time, we went to his dorm room and watched it on television, and we're just, we had never imagined anything like that happening. So the simple fact that like it was happening exceeded, it just exceeded anything imaginable. Like when people say like, "Hey, can you imagine this?" It's like, "Yeah, I can imagine." Like it was unimaginable. We went to class and our next, or the class that we went to was wind ensemble, and like it was 100% attendance. And I think So she needed to be by a place where she could get information on that. So I remember that being a really profound day, and music it found its way to being kind of the center of that at the same time.
So you almost like coped with the fact that it was happening by playing music?
I wouldn't use the word cope. That's just where we felt the most... That's where we were most comfortable. And I think in order to start coping, one needs to be in a safe place. And with those people at that time, in that room, with that teacher, playing music was the best thing for us.
And I've just got one more question. Based on like how all of your life has gone, how do you define yourself among other people?
I don't know. I just don't. I think there was early on in my career, I think that I was overly aware that one could have a legacy and started to make goals based off of like tangible targets, like being the band director at a place like X or doing X, Y, and Z. And I feel like at some point I started living my life off of me trying to strive to be other things than just like trying to find a greater purpose, and then using my profession and using my role as a father and as a husband and as a teacher as a means to find something that was positive in a very meta way, like just how can I only focus on myself so that I can be the best to help someone? So looking at like being the best me that I can be so I can be the change that others want to see in themselves and help trying to facilitate that. So I don't know what I am. I don't know how I am. I mean, number one, I'm a husband. Number two, I guess I would say I'm a father. And I would say husband first because I want my children to understand what love and commitment and priorities are in love and commitment. And then third, I'm a teacher. So I guess those are the positions that I currently check the box on. But I don't know how I compare to anyone else, because I seem to be consumed right now trying to be the man that I want to be and not the man that I am.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.